If you look at the past 3 days, you could argue that we are past the plateau and we're starting to descend, which would be very good news. Again, it's only 3 days, but that's what the numbers would start to suggest. And you see that basically across the board. Hospitals will tell you that also. The emergency rooms have fewer people in them. Remember, they were at manic max capacity for a very long period of time. And the worst news is still tragic news. Number of deaths, 540. It's not as high as it was. It's still 540 people died yesterday. 540 people, 540 families. 504 in hospitals, 36 in nursing homes. Nursing homes are the single biggest fear in all of this. Vulnerable people in one place. It is the feeding frenzy for this virus. Testing. Testing is the single most important topic for us to understand, I think. The challenge is now bringing this up to scale, okay? We did 500,000 tests in a month. That's great news. Bad news is it's only a fraction of what you need. The more you test, the more information, the more you can reopen society. How does testing actually work? And this, again, you have to know the facts, otherwise this is all a blur and it becomes a he said, she said. There are about 30 private companies, large private companies in the country that are even international. 30 large companies make equipment to test. And they all have their own test, okay? So you have the Acme test, the this test, the this test, the this test. Those 30 companies have been selling their machines to local laboratories. And that's their business. They make a machine, Roche makes a machine, they then sell it to people, you have to buy their machine, and they then sell these local labs their testing protocol because their test works on their machine. So you buy the Roche machine, you then have to buy the Roche test from the Roche Corporation. You buy the Acme machine, you then have to buy the Acme test from the Acme Corporation. And they sell these tests to local labs. We have about 300 local labs in our state who have bought these 30 types of manufacturers and 30 types of tests, okay? And then every time the lab goes to run that test, if I'm running the Acme test, I have to have the Acme equipment and the Acme vial and the Acme swab and the Acme reagents. What are reagents? When you take the swab, nasal swab, throat swab, you then test it with other chemicals. The other chemicals are reagents. Depending on what test you bought, they have their own reagents for every test. So the Acme test has one set of reagents, the Roche test has another set of reagents, and you have to go back to them to buy these reagents. So that's the basic chain. And it gets very complicated very quickly because you have the national manufacturers who sold their machines to local labs. The local labs then need to go back to that manufacturer to run their tests. And there's very little uniformity among the tests. So you're trying to coordinate this whole private sector system. We have some public labs. State has a Wadsworth lab. But the real capacity is in these private labs. So how do you bring this up to scale? And how do you cut to the chase on this one? We called the top 50 producing labs in the state and said, tell us what it takes to double your output, okay? And this is literally what they said. So there's no interpretation here. Most of them come back. Sometimes they talk about the equipment, nasal swab, vial. But what you see is most of them are talking about we can't get the reagents. We can't get these other chemicals that we need to test. Where do they get the reagents from? Their manufacturer who made the machine in the first place, okay? And they all say, with the machines we bought, we could actually be doing more if they would give us the reagents. That's the log jam that we are in. They bought the machine, they have the test, but they need the reagents to do a higher volume of tests. When you go back to the manufacturer and say, why don't you distribute more reagents? They say one of two things. I can't get more reagents because they come from China, they come from here, they come from here. We don't make them in the United States. Or they say the federal government is telling me who to distribute it to.